All right, can we start the show now?
Yep.
Before I reach through the podcast and strangle the host.
This is episode 113 on March 19th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira. I can't talk.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm laughing my ass off.
And that's Mark Sadowski. Yeah, that's Mark Sadowski. Oh, well, we're finally back after battling cold viruses that knocked our voices out and, you know, threw us pretty much for a loop. But my voice is about 90%, and Mark's is probably...
The other 10%.
Yeah.
And but, I've been sitting over here just 100% healthy, bored, and lonely.
Matt's like, are we doing a show? We're like, no.
Yeah, we just... Yeah, it was a miserable few weeks. It was between a couple family emergencies at my parents' folks, and then it was just this whole sickness that the kids seem to love sharing, and it's just misery after misery. And I will, I got nothing. I'm still going through it.
Well, the good thing out of all of this is that...
We are live again.
Yeah, well, we're live, but... It's been 80 degrees over here, and the
all right, that's the end blossoms. Of the show, guys.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Good night, everybody. Really? I mean, kick me while I'm down.
Sorry.
We had a moment of like 50 degree weather, and that was like bust out the shorts. It was, yes. You know, bust out the tank tops, and then like immediately the next day, it went down to like negative middle finger, and and we had like 50-mile-an-hour wind to boot. So don't let's not go
I
there.
Apologize.
Thank you,
Matt. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
How's Ohio?
You know.
You've been getting some good shots over there of Cleveland or Canton?
Yeah, I've been doing like cityscape crap, and mostly because there's not a lot of nature around here, it seems. And I don't know, I went to a car show, which is definitely kind of outside my comfort zone, but it was kind of fun to try to take some pictures there. And actually, it's funny, I brought my Sony camera and my iPhone. Didn't use the Sony camera once.
Nice.
But I had a blast taking pictures with the iPhone. It was a perfect place actually for my moment lens, you know, because a lot of times you're just kind of crowded up, you know, close to the car or whatever. So that came in handy.
Oh, you use the wide-angle lens.
Correct, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
so the photos came out pretty sweet.
Yeah, I actually was really happy with the way the ones that I've processed so far, the way they turned out. So it was basically kind of a lot of creative contrast and background blurring so that you can't see the crowds of people.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah. So I've been staying busy with that and playing with other new apps and stuff like that.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm looking through the Facebook feed, and, you know, we're getting a lot of nice shots in here. You know, it's nice to see, you know, people's work, which means, you know, I need to start doing something. But, you know, Mark, you have those... nature shots with the trees, and is that a stream?
Yeah, I a lot of the stuff that I've been doing has just been either I developed some of my film from before the winter hell that we started to experience, or I've been taking some iPhone photos of what's left of winter here that just doesn't seem to want to leave. So it's been kind of bouncing between the two. But because I've been so kind of pooped and not wanting to do much of anything, let alone photography, although I have been sneaking in photography, is just doing some back-end stuff for the podcast. So like I mentioned earlier, I just wanted to get that out of the way right now. We are live. We usually go live with Alpha Geek Radio. And we're still on Alpha Geek Radio. We're still part of it. But there are scheduling conflicts sometimes. So today we're recording on a Thursday, and we usually record on a Friday. So instead of using Alpha Geek Radio to go live, I've been using a program called Mixel. And so far it's doing great. We have a few people in the chat room.
Nice.
It's really cool. And I apologize for the noise that's upstairs. My son is acting up. And I kind of posted it literally like 30 minutes before we went live, the URL. And I'll make sure that I'll post it later on when things become more established.
Yeah.
We have Greg McMillan in the chat room saying, I've been wanting to shoot more too, but I've been busy preparing a couple of photography seminars.
Wow.
Hopefully I'll get out soon. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice.
You're doing something productive. That's really cool. I wish I could stay the same. We're live, and we're just giving this a test run. I might use a couple more times before we kind of settle with it, or I don't know. We'll see what happens. But so far, so good.
How's the chat compared to the ones that we've normally
night and day. It's totally night and day. Oh my God! Do you guys hear my son crying?
No, just not barely. At all.
Just okay.
I totally hear him. I was kidding.
No, I apologize for that. I have no control over that. He only cries when I'm doing something important.
My son never cries.
Yeah, my youngest has been sick, and so I heard her just now.
Yeah,
and she went back to sleep. So hopefully she'll stay asleep.
Greg says it's part of life. Ain't that the truth?
That's right.
Think an alternative to in addition to
Alpha. I was going to say a complimentary.
Yeah, and so far so good. I'm enjoying it. The other thing that's really cool that I was able to do is I actually was considering buying an Apple Watch after kind of poo-pooing it for a while, but it's kind of grown on me. But And I was going to talk about why I was going to buy it, why it was going to be such a great addition, but I chose not to. I'm not going to buy it. Instead, I bought the Cinema Display Apple monitor, which is nice. Super, super sweet.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous of that.
Oh my God, it's a godsend. It is just the most beautiful thing in the world.
Mostly because I need a new computer, like in the worst way ever. Like, I can't believe that Skype hasn't made my computer implode so far on this podcast.
Nice. But, oh my God, if you can. Although any Apple display is going to be a good display. So if you get the regular iMac, the display on that is no different than the Cinema Display, providing you get the 27-inch one.
I'm starting to lean in that direction.
Nice. Maud, are you back? Are you online?
I am online now, yep.
Okay, we subtly snuck him into the call, and I just totally called him out on it.
Now we could put Maud on.
At least
we came
in nice and silently rather than the obnoxious.
Yeah. The Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. So Maud can monitor the chat room.
No, I don't know if he has
got that going
to
today?
Not the Alpha Geek one, but
No, I'll take care of the chat room. Chat room's fine. I got it.
Okay, good.
The less I talk, probably the better too.
Well, let's go ahead and move into the news.
News team, assemble!
All right. Well, apparently there's been something going on that I just heard about. I have no clue what it is, but I think Matt and Mark know more about it than I do, but something about some African wild animal that has taken over the internet.
Meerkat.
Matt, there we go.
Before we get into Meerkat, I think the more noteworthy thing is Matt's discovery. Although it's not much of a discovery because everybody's been checking it out on the App Store. Let's start with the photo editing app that you've been doing.
Yeah, is it the Enlight?
Yeah, so I've been seeing it on various other, blogs or whatever. And like in the App Store, it's one of the featured apps, but it's a new editing app called Enlight. And it kind of bills itself as an all-in-one iPhoneography app. And even some of the blogs I've read, the people reviewing the app like kind of said, oh, you know, this app is totally awesome. And I ended up, you know, deleting boatloads of other apps off my phone because this one does so much and it does it well. And I kind of didn't really jump on it at first because the app is $3.99, and I was like, I don't know, $3.99. I have like so many freaking apps, and I don't really use, you know, a lot of them. I'll download an app and try it out and be like, you know, it's cool, but whatever.
Yeah,
Snapseed. I like Snapseed, but the other day I decided, you know, what the heck, I'll give it a try. So I downloaded it, and it sat on my phone until today. I ended up stopping and taking some pictures just of my car and, like, some abandoned house that's, like, on my way to work. And mostly I stopped because the sunset – or the sunrise, rather, was just, like, out of control awesome. And I thought, well, this is going to be the perfect time to try out, you know, this new app. And I have to say, I really super duper like it a lot. I don't know that it's going to really replace a ton of stuff on my, you know, that I currently use, but I see myself using this app a lot. And
does it have levels?
It does have levels. And here's one of the things about it. So recently I downloaded another app called Darkroom, and I think I mentioned it maybe a few weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
And Darkroom has levels, but it's an in-app purchase. It was like you know, however much Darkroom cost, I don't know if it was like free or 99 cents or whatever. And then to get levels, you had to spend like another like $1.99 or $2.99 or something like that. And I thought, well, that's a pretty cool feature though, so maybe it'll be worth it. So I downloaded it and I use it, but there's something about it. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It seems like it should be easier to use. I just feel like I have to try like 1,000 times to get the curve to be like just how I want it. And today I tried levels on this new app in Light, and it was so easy. And it's not an in-app purchase. It just, you know, it comes right in the app as it should for, you know, $4. But I definitely liked it. So what this app has, it has all your basic tools that pretty much any other editing app has, you know, your saturation, sharpening, contrast, exposure, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It also has white balance control, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like white balance control, like tonal control.
It's like the equivalent.
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of you know, filters or presets or whatever also. So you have like a bunch of like analog presets, which are kind of like your artsy fartsy Instagram kind of filters, you know, where stuff is like, you know, muted colors and, you know, low contrast type stuff. There's a bunch of black and white filters, which I actually have not had the chance to check out yet. And then they have a filter section that they call Duo, which is stuff like vignettes and just some different things like that, where like you have control, almost the way you could control like tilt shift in Snapseed.
Yeah.
Where you can adjust, you know, the how quickly the effect fades or doesn't fade or whatever. It's that same kind of interface. And you can either use it as like a circle or horizontal, and there's just tons of control. You could, you know, tilt the effects diagonally or whatever you want to do. And I actually played with that like all day today. Like, I just thought the vignette effect just looked so cool on the pictures I took this morning. So I was really super duper digging that. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is worth mentioning here. You know, there's all kinds of cropping, skewing. Oh, the skewing is awesome. It's like that app Screw It. Seriously, yeah. I almost don't need that app because the skewing feature works really super well. I was really
Screw It.
Well, I might say that, but I'll probably keep it around because Screw It is actually a very powerful app, and it does work on a lot more levels than this Enlight app does. But for some quick adjustments of, you know, just some converging lines or whatever, like I took a couple of pictures today with the Moment lens, and while that lens does a pretty good job of not distorting stuff too badly, I still had, you know, pretty tilted lines on this abandoned house, and I was able to just fix it right in this Enlight app, like easy peasy.
Yeah.
Nice. The other thing that's cool, and this is a feature that I believe is in, I don't know a lot about the Photoshop apps for the iPhone. So maybe Joe, you could speak to that, but I know in like Photoshop, like the Creative Cloud stuff on, you know, on your computer, they have a feature where you can kind of like move objects in your picture to like a different spot in the picture to like kind of readjust the composition, you know?
Yeah.
And in Enlight, they have a feature like that. They call it Refit.
Oh.
So you could kind of, I think it works best. Like, let's say you took, they show an example actually on their website in a little video. There's like a picture of two hummingbirds, but there's, and it's a portrait oriented picture. And so there's one bird down in like the bottom left corner and one that's more up towards the top right corner. So you got all this kind of dead space in the middle of the picture. Yeah. And they were able to, with the refit function, kind of eliminate that and make the picture into a square format picture, but still keep both birds in it.
Oh,
and
nice.
It looked really natural. It was really pretty cool.
Yeah, there's two apps that I use. One is the Handy Photo app. That one actually, if you run out of space on the image, you can increase the size of your image area, and it has like that. Photoshop feature where it will.
Fill in.
It'll create the background.
I'm spacing on it. I know what you're talking about, but I forget what it's called.
Content aware fill.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then the other.
I knew there was a reason you were on the show.
And then the other one.
I have a backstory on that one.
And the other one is the Photoshop Mix that does that. But I just downloaded Enlight, and so I'm gonna give it a try.
Cool. Yeah, I think you'll really like it. It's the interface is a little different than any of the other apps that I've tried.
There's a lot going on. It takes some getting used to.
kind of. You can definitely simplify what's on the screen.
Yeah.
So you can like move tool, like a, there's a toolbar on the side where you could pick, you know, filters or whatever it is that you're trying to get at, but then you could swipe and basically get rid of it. So you could swipe it like right off the screen, which is nice. So, you know, you'll have that toolbar on the right side of the screen that has like a whole bunch of different options, like canvas, which is where you'd find like crop and skew. Your filters has all those filters that I mentioned earlier. Tools, which has things like tilt shift. There's something called mixer, which is kind of like a double exposure type thing. Kind of like that Diana app.
Yeah.
So there's one you could get rid of. and then it has some artistic effects like painting, you know, type stuff. So you could get rid of glaze. No, I'm totally kidding about getting rid of stuff.
Glaze isn't that good.
You could get rid of, it has typing effects and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And then there's like borders and frames and stuff like that, which I have not played with at all yet. But tons of stuff in this app.
That's sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying this out.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one. This is going to be one of my mainstays. I could already tell. One thing that when I was looking through all the effects, if you kind of like. Let's say you like Snapseed's HDR effect.
Yeah.
Right? So this app has an HDR effect. Snapseed's is way better.
Okay.
So I think that even if I edit mostly in Enlight, I still think I would touch up, like, I don't know, put like some final polish on in Snapseed. They're still just certain things, like I really like the way Snapseed does contrast.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about it. I don't know how to explain it, but I'll do contrast in other apps and then just not really like it, and then just end up putting the picture in Snapseed to do the contrast.
I don't know. Yeah, of the two, I think I really think that Snapseed still has a leg up over it. But, I mean, this thing offers a lot more editing solutions.
It does. And that, I think that's kind of what they're going for, to give you the kind of the most bang out of one app. And I think it does a good job. So, yeah. I know I sound like I'm, like, totally in love with it, which I kind of am, because it's the first day that I used it today, so... Right now, oh, I'm in love with it. Talk to me next week and maybe I'll hate it. I don't know.
No, it's making a great first impression, though. I rather like it too. But it's one of those things where I have to. It's not a quick edit like I can do with Snapseed. I think Snapseed by far has the best interface. They've really locked onto.
I wonder what the app. I wonder what it would. How it would do, you know, when you use like Hydra with it. You know, I think Hydra was the last one that we kind of got a little excited about. But, you know, I've heard some other people say that apps are starting to kind of plateau. You know, we're starting to get to that saturation point where there's not a whole lot that is coming out that's kind of exciting.
And there's really only so much you can do.
Exactly. You know, we were going to reach that at some point, but it's nice to see apps that are still, you know, innovating and making us excited. So, and this one I think is one of them.
Yeah, it definitely is for me. You know, I haven't been downloading apps with the frequency that I was, like, say, even, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like in between episodes, we were trying out, like, you know, 5 new apps a week or something.
Right.
And now it's like maybe in 2 months' time, I'll try 5 apps.
Yeah, the only time we really have any kind of surge is when a new iPhone comes out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, when they do something different to the iPhone and then people start to adjust their apps or come up with new ones. There's one that I downloaded that I'm still trying out that I don't know. It is a simple design. It's called Manually, but it's a manual camera app, and they do keep it simple. It's not like the 645 Pro, but I still have to figure out, how the images compare between 645 Pro or PureShot compared to Manually and some of these other ones, because there was one that I had downloaded and it was, it looked like it was doing great until I, really dug into it and found that it was probably just doing screenshots instead of actually doing full resolution images. And that was kind of disappointing. But these things do come out every once in a while. And so, we try to find them and talk about them. And if they're worth mentioning on the show, we'll do that. But, I think Hydra and Enlight were ones that other people had mentioned. And we do sometimes need other people to let us know about them, because we'll go probably months before, and somebody says, oh, did you try this app? And like, no, when did it come out? Oh, it came out a while ago. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Sometimes it takes a while for some apps to get legs.
Yeah. So if you guys have any apps that you want to, let us know about, and we'll check them out and talk about them on the show. But
could I mention one other app real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sure you guys know, but Camera Plus got an update.
Oh yeah.
This yesterday, I think. And it's pretty sweet as usual. One of the things that they added, and it took me a little while to figure out exactly what they were talking about here, but basically they have added functionality to where essentially you could get a Camera Plus from the lock screen. And when I first read that, I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They like made it so that if you flip up, you open your phone and you flip up from the bottom and you got the little camera icon. If you click on that instead of it bringing up the native app, that you would get Camera Plus. That's totally awesome. But that's not how it works. Oh. So basically, Camera Plus, has like a widget feature.
Yep.
Right. So basically what you do is you would go in and you would enable the widget, and it's going to be like in your notification center. So you can access your notification center from your lock screen by swiping down from the top. And if you have that Camera Plus widget in your notification center, it actually has a little button that you could press right in the center that says take photo, and it'll jump right into, essentially it'll open Camera Plus from your lock screen.
I am definitely going to try that.
Shut up and take my money.
So I definitely thought that was pretty sweet.
That's an interesting way around it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they say, how they, in their notes for their updates, they always they're always pretty funny,
Yeah.
And they basically wrote that they had to jump through a series of flaming hoops.
It's worth it.
So it I thought it was cool.
Oh, dude. I got it. I think I just got it.
And then apparently I don't have an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus yet, but I know you guys do. And apparently they have a completely native user interface for your ginormous phones.
Yay.
So before this update, it was scaling the app to fit the screen, but now it's pixel perfect, as they put it.
Nice. I'm trying to find this this feature.
No, okay, you gotta go from the top and swipe down so your notifications will show up, and then at the bottom it says edit.
Yeah, you have to scroll the whole way to the bottom of your notifications.
And once you hit edit, then you can scroll through the apps that either you have on your notifications or the ones that aren't on, and you just hit the green plus and it'll pop up. And then once you do that, so if you start off from the lock position, you hit the home button, scroll down, it'll say take photo. When you hit take photo, you have to do the touch ID or enter in your passcode.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then you can take a picture. So it's a lot easier than having to go into your folders and try to find it or, you know, whatever. But that is cool. That's the closest that you'll get to being that's able brilliant. To access an app, you know, other than the native app that's on that you don't need a password for. But
right. No, that's cool. Brilliant. That's
nice awesome. Tip.
Yeah, that was one when yesterday when I saw that, I was like, better mention that.
Yeah, I just
well deserved.
I just added that on. Cool. All right, Mark.
So, yeah, the only other bit of news is the app that's, I don't know if it's revolutionizing things. It's still yet to be determined, but the app Meerkat has launched. And basically, Meerkat is an app that will allow you to broadcast from anywhere. And it's a video broadcast. So if you're in, I don't know, anywhere that has a cell phone signal or a Wi-Fi connection, you can turn this app on and use your iPhone camera to do any kind of video broadcast from the front-facing camera or the proper rear-facing camera and just shoot away. So if anything important is happening, you can broadcast it. And it hooks up to Twitter where it will so when you launch the app and start a broadcast, it will
give a link.
Yeah, it'll give a link. It'll send a message through your feed saying that you are now broadcasting live. Oh. And people will be able to click on the link and be able to watch what's happening.
You know,
and the beauty about this is it doesn't, it's kind of a blessing and a curse. When you're all finished with the broadcast, you can either save the video to your iPhone or just let the feed die. They don't save the feed on their website, which kind of allows them to be free of any kind of video storage burden. But I mean, you can save whatever you do onto your iPhone, providing you have enough space on it. But it's one of those things where it's in a quick pinch, you can throw it up there and do a live broadcast. And I don't know, it's one of those things where I might do attach the Tiny Shutter Twitter feed and maybe do something impromptu. But, you know, we'll see.
Like show people how to clean the iPhone 6 lens with a Q-tip.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I first heard about this. I had no clue what it was. I didn't actually understand until you guys just mentioned it. But I thought somebody had created an app and they had pet meerkats that they were videoing. And I'm like, oh, that's lame. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right.
All good.
Cool. I think that this type of thing is probably going to end up being a popular thing for a little while.
It was popular enough that Twitter purchased a competitor to Meerkat. Well, not a competitor per se, but they bought a company that did something similar. I mean, the difference between the company that the Twitter purchased and Meerkat is that Meerkat only allows you to video in portrait mode, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
And should be looked down upon. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, but, if you did it in landscape, people look at their Twitter feeds in portrait. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. It's it is what it is. But the guy who made Meerkat did it in a couple weeks.
It's also and ain't what it ain't.
What do you mean? Did I miss something?
You said what it is that? What it is. I've been hearing that. I'm sorry. I'm on a delay here, so I've been trying not to talk, but I couldn't help but chime in when you said it is what it is. And I've been hearing that so much that I just had to respond with it also ain't what it ain't. Feel free to ignore me. It's okay.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Haven't heard that one in a while.
So, yeah, it's kind of – Meerkat is kind of a slap in the face because it got so much notoriety during South by Southwest.
Oh.
Twitter just wasted a bucket of money on this other thing that's – been in development for a while, so it's kind of funny.
Wow.
But
yeah, I forgot that was going on right now.
Yeah. But the app is kind of cool. I mean, I haven't done any extensive play with it, but it's something that I'm definitely interested in doing. I think it'll be pretty cool, especially if we do any kind of photo walk. I think this would be a cool thing to do since we all live in different places. You know, we could do a simulcast of, you know, Matt in Ohio and Joe. Well, we won't include him in his tropical paradise until we get some. And me and Maude in, like, downtown Newburyport or something like that. Shannon in Tennessee. And we'll just all make fun of Joe, who's in beautiful tropical weather and drinking Mai Tais, probably.
The only problem with this app right now is the fact
that... I'm going to go cry in the corner.
What's that, Matt?
The only real problem with this app right now is just the fact that Twitter did purchase a similar app. So they've kind of limited this Meerkat app now. Originally, the way it worked was... the app basically got information about your Twitter followers and everything. And anyone that was following you, if you started a broadcast, they would get a notification, right? And that's how people would know to chime in. Well, now that capability has been taken away. Twitter doesn't allow the Meerkat app to notify your followers that you're broadcasting. So basically it's just kind of like if you're broadcasting, maybe you get lucky and there's some people watching and maybe not.
Do you think do you think Facebook and Instagram would get it?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
I don't think so. I don't know. Facebook has been trying to do other things, but I don't know. Who knows?
They could throw a cool $50 million at it.
What's that, Matt?
The concept is pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's especially useful. Just imagine Ferguson with Meerkat present. You know, what could have happened? Anybody could have been a journalist, and so much could have been revealed by anybody. Would have shed so much light on, you know, the things that were happening. So in a journalistic sense, it's invaluable. This thing would be, you know, worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, that's true.
And Twitter's kind of putting the kibosh on it. That's the first I'm hearing about that. I think it's doing the service an injustice. And I get it. They want to promote their own thing. But, you know, Jesus, just let him do it. I think it's doing Twitter disservice.
Yeah.
And Joe, what you say, you know, some like Facebook were to purchase Meerkat, I think that would just light another fire. I think that would, I don't know if it would help though. I mean, it's weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm getting at now.
Well, here's a thought. You know how people butt dial? I wonder if this, if they'll stream dial, they'll butt stream the.
Not unless you have a stylus pen that's in the shape of your thumb.
Oh, okay.
That's in your back pocket along with your iPhone.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden you get this notification and you're like, what? I can't see anything. And all you hear is somebody talking and then they go, oh. sorry.
You son of a bitch.
You deserve that one.
I'm interested to see where this is going to go now that I know what it is. And so
Greg in the chat says that's nasty. And I agree with him.
So we'll see where, we'll see what happens. We'll mention, you know, in the future. Mark, did we talk about Mission Pick?
Mission Pick, you know what? We did it, but let's, I mean, it's one of the worst segues you've ever done, but
I know.
Post pick of the week.
Oh, that's right.
Greg in the chat says Meerkat used responsibly could be a good thing. It totally. Yeah. I mean, this is like, it's a journalist's wet dream. It's one of those things where, I mean, Twitter revolutionized communication between people and the way news travels. Meerkat is just going to compound that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing for some people. Others, it's a nightmare, and I hope regimes crumble because of it. So, I'm getting an echo. You guys hear anything?
Echo.
No. Oh, sorry.
Did you open up the mixer stream?
I didn't. No, I don't have it up.
Oh, weird. Anyway, so instead of doing a normal post pick of the week, I wanted to mention Mission Pick one last time. It's been kind of the topic in, on a number of episodes. We had Brett Brownsville to talk about Mission Pick, and then the week after we kind of had fun with it, and I mean, I had to brag because I am now a 4-time Mission Woo-hoo! Pick winner.
And, wow.
Yeah, I killed it in a short amount of time, and like I don't mean to pat myself on the back. I've actually paid people now to do it for me.
Do they actually hold your arm and pat you on the back?
No, they that's ridiculous. I have them take.
I would totally do that.
I have fresh palm leaves, people, you know, blowing, you know, refreshing wind in my face, and then they use that to pat me on the back. I mean, let's be serious here. But something cool happened. It's one of those things where I encouraged everybody to participate. And one perfect day on St. Patrick's Day, the holiest day of the year now for Tiny Shutter, we had not, I mean, I took second place that day. You know, that's totally cool. I would have gladly not made the rankings because we had not one Tiny Shutter fan win, not two, but we had three people make the top five list. So here's how it ended up. Taking fifth place was Joe, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, Hotzel.
Yep.
He took fifth place. James Inglis took fourth place.
Yep.
Joe Hotzel takes third place with another photo. I take second place. And our very own I Love to Dig, Adam Slater, takes first place.
Woo-hoo!
And it was a beautiful, beautiful day. We basically swept the top five. That's and awesome. It was pretty awesome. So we have Joe in the chat room. We haven't heard from Joe in a while. Hey Joe. So yeah, it was a beautiful thing. So I encourage everybody to try out Mission Pick and just, you know, just play with it. And if you, and I want to encourage everybody to kind of befriend anybody else who's a Tiny Shutter fan. And I think in the previous episode, in a previous Facebook post, I suggested that we do a little symbol to signify who you are. Just to give an update on that, that kind of almost sort of backfired. Because Brett sends me a message asking if his servers were shitting the bed. And he thought that he would, I mean, because it's not obvious that the little bracket, asterisk, letter O, and close bracket were, you know, in the shape of a camera. He just thought his database was really flipping out. So he spent all this time just trying to figure out what was happening. And then he finally asks, well, you know, am I responsible for this? To which I said, yes, and I am sorry. So,
and it so turns he was out thinking that, it was code or some sort of a code that was trying to play.
And it looked like code. And I totally get it. And I think it kind of pissed off a lot of people. But it turns out that, you know what? I think we were kind of overthinking this, or rather not we, but me. I was overthinking this. And it turns out that if we go into our emojis, there's a very simple emoji that we can use to signify that we are a Tiny Shutter community. And that's just to use the cell phone in there. There is an icon for
iPhone.
I'm trying to find it right now. I think it's, if you open up your emojis in your iPhone, it is the second page of the bell tab. And there's a little iPhone emoji there. And let's just use that.
Yeah, definitely.
No one's going to question it, really, because it's, you know, it's an iPhone. And we'll still be able to befriend anybody who's a Tiny Shutter fan and not vote them down. It was so cool being able to sweep the top five. It was a lot of fun. And Tiny Shutter fans have been consistently in the top 10 each day. And it's a lot of fun. Mission Pick, I'm having a blast with it. They're making new changes still. And it's just getting
better. Came out today.
Yeah.
Oh, did it finally launch?
Yeah, they had an update today.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me find it.
Actually, it came out yesterday. Yep. And it had to do with the hot section. It said pick update contains a revamped hot section. You can see what's hot at the moment and also browse all the winners from previous missions. We also made the uploading of photos quicker so that you can get those photos submitted and into the game quicker. So cool.
Yeah, it's yeah, so like on the 17th you could see that Adam Slater won. He also won on March March 11th. He took first place. Let's see, scrolling down. I won March 6th, the day after my birthday. Could it win March 5th? That just wasn't in the cards. So yeah, it's really awesome. And I mean, this is just one of the features that he's planning on. I got to see what else he's planning, and there's a lot of cool things in the works. And yeah, I mean, everybody just get in on it. It's a lot of fun. And I mean, even if you don't like competing in like the big groups, you could still compete just amongst your friends and, you know, have fun with it.
Nice. All right. So when you go into your account, How do you find the emojis again?
When you're ready to type, do you have emojis activated on your cell phone?
Oh, you know what? I don't.
All right. So you gotta enable emojis.
Okay, that's why I couldn't
somewhere find in the settings. But once it's active, there's going to be a little smiley face key right next to your microphone key in the typing section.
Okay.
Right on. So that's it. Everyone keep playing Mission Pick.
Sweet.
And we'll just use one of my winning photos for the title. Wink, wink.
All right. And so this was going to be post pick of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Normally when we do post pick of the week, we go through Instagram and go through the hashtag Tiny Shutter to find a lucky person. Typically a very beautiful or neat photo to use as post pick of the week. And that is our cover art for that week's episode. So if you want to join with the not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of other images, just hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram and you will join it. So, all right.
How many people do we have in there?
Oh, gosh. Hold on.
It's been a while since I was able to look. I've just been so under the weather that.
Yeah.
27,000. Holy crap. That's awesome.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Well.
All right. Does anybody have anything else they want to bring up?
Nope.
Cool.
Spring can't get here soon enough.
It needs to travel north.
That is my direction.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Why don't we go ahead and call it a show? Matt.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Mod.
You can find me on Mission Pick and Instagram, Mod Burn.
All right. Mark.
I can be found on Instagram. I am That Polish Photographer. And on Mission Pick, I am Tiny Shutter.
Awesome. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com /groups/ Tiny Shutter. And I tell you what, there are some awesome images in there that are just wonderful to look at. We got Matt's car. He was testing out the Enlight app. And then
not a fun name to say, is it?
I want to say Insight, but it's not Insight, it's Enlight. Jeffrey Simpson, Bread Geek, has a beautiful image of a flower from the stem looking at the underparts of the petals. Very nice lighting and stuff like that. And just, I mean, a lot of people are in there adding their images in there and telling us how they did it. So if you want to join the group and add your photos, tell people how you did them, even mention some of your favorite apps, just go on there and join the group. So all the show notes that you that we do for the show are on tinyshutter.com, and just find the episode number, and you can find all the apps or any other iPhone equipment or photography equipment that we mention, and those will be linked in the show notes. So if you have any questions, you can go there. Right. All right. Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
All righty. But before we go, I wanted to say thank you, everybody in the chat room. The Mixel software is working great. I think the chat channel is really, really cool. So thank you, Greg, for the comment. He gave us a little positive review. I think the Mixel is a pretty good vehicle to get the live broadcast out there. And I think it's true. It is so much easier to combine the audio feed and the chat functions into one nice compact package. And I just want to keep making that better. So thank you, everybody. And we'll do it live again next week through Mixel and give everybody plenty of time.
I'll do this. This is what I felt when I heard that Mixel was a success.
I'm getting tingly.
Look at you with your own little
soundboard.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Just remember who the king is.
You son of a bitch.
All right, that's it. Here we go. We're out of here.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast,
Greg in the chat room said that there's a iPhone app for Mixel.
Really?
It's M-I-X-L-R. So go ahead and check it out, and you'll be able to find our show through there. I'm still working it out, and I forgot to mention it today. But, Greg, thank you very much.
I'm getting tingly.
Oh, you're a sick, sick man. Here we go. Joe's the sick man, not you, Greg. Greg, you're awesome. I just wanted to be sure that's mentioned. All right. For reals.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Oh, good for you. Pluto, don't shut me up.